wouldn't try. Nothing. We had a boss to instigate a prison riot. This what it takes for peace, so I just hit the peace. Black on black, it's high time to cut the leash. Freedom to get out to the ghetto, no sellout. 60 years we got, we ought to put their head out. But I'll give them a chance, cause I'm civilized. As for rest of the world, they can't realize a cell is hell. I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Between bars, got me thinking like an animal. Got a woman, see all the tall man, copped up. She tried to get away, and I popped her twice, right? They don't want to get nice. I had 60 years, and now it's 5 to go, and I'm serious. Call me delirious, but I'm still a captive. I got a rap, it's time to break. As time draws intent, I got my steel in my right.
Ton of traffic out here. I was hoping maybe it would be like a little lighter if people would be voting or something. But no, all these people out here clearly fucking hate America. Or they voted by mail, like I did weeks ago. Ohio, shit, man.
Take a walk down Harbaugh.
Go vote. Fucking vote. And then hide.
Sirius XM.
Here in 1992, presents Fabulous What's the Scenario remix. Whereas there are 7 MCs, 6 which are in physical form, 1 which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of the.
Shots, boom, mad men, I rip up stages, lay down your waves, sound wild like Larry Davis, extra, extra, pick up a clip, I tear hands out the frame, and grab my dick, all around, sack a robot kid, I drop bombs, I'm rugged and dead, so I shit on a penny, I'm ace for bad, I'm bastard, I'm bad news, I'm ways ain't clever, cut those the proofs, I'm deaf on a phono, my skills are pono, you say, oh no, bitch ass homo, I bag up weight, I let the fine, I'm prime time, I slow the slide, I'm the greatest of all time, sick ass cover. I'm a bad, bad man.
Where is I reflect from the tip of the lip? Punch it out here like Gladys Knight in the pit. The 5-foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rhymes are black, and that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, but it's a red carpet, cause I'm careless. When the lies are platinum, that shit's ridiculous. Hey, she's my friend, but profanity is all I knew. And do you either sell out or your ever you do? And let it be known, I'm not the one to step to.
Yeah, I didn't get a sticker with my mail-in ballot either, but that's okay. I don't really care. I probably would not wear the sticker. I've got a filing cabinet that I've been putting stickers on for years and years. I would probably just slap it on that.
Stop the rock. maintain the block. Don't stop the rock. Kick it right in our ear. I said knock. I would rock the club up there in special. See Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah.
See Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah. Make your moves, y'all. On and on and on.
Check it out.
To the break of dawn.
Who's that?
Just one of the L-O-N-S. And a tribe called Quest. East Coast to West. Remix, mad kick. More than a type of tour that we fall like the Battlestar Galactica. Champions coming.
Ain't no battle, and I'm heading up the river with a buck, ain't no battle. down. Put me in chains, try to beat my brains. I have to get out, but the grind remains. When I see your phone, guess I'm gonna get ya. So booyah, shotgun go booyah.
Hard pressed, find another rapper hot as me. I gave you prophecy on my first joint. You all laid out. Didn't really appreciate it till the second one came out. So I stretched the game out. Asked your name out. Jigger on top. Drop album non-stop for you.
Run well in MAME. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Blitz and Blitz 99 run pretty well in MAME. 2000 might not run as well because they ported it to the they ported Blitz to the NBA Showtime hardware, to like Zeus 2, I think is the, I forget, it might not be Zeus 2. But yeah, I mean, you lose you lose some joystick fidelity. Because the arcade version has, like, dip switches in place to, like, if you're using an 8-way stick or if you're using a 49-way stick. So, I mean, it'll, you can play it with an 8-way stick. I played too much of it with a 49-way stick to ever feel comfortable with anything in it. And the home ports, you know, they just put that shit on the analog stick, which I don't know. I'm obviously a snob when it comes to specific fucking flavors of NFL Blitz. Like, I'm one ROM revision behind on my Blitz 99 cabinet. They made some changes about the way that safeties work. They fixed a bug that is not fixed in my version. Oh, God, I forget what it actually is, though. It's kind of just how touchbacks work. Like, I think if you jump out of the back of the end zone on a kickoff, on the one that I have, it's a safety, and they fixed it to be a touchback. I forget what the specifics of it are. Or you know what? Did they fix the, that might have also been the revision where they fixed... Oh, maybe they didn't actually fix that. I should go back and check, but I don't have access to a newer Blitz machine. Well, I guess that's in MAME. But the earlier versions of 99, if you tackled someone and the animation was such that they were dragged forward, you would give them free yardage. And it was just this bit of randomness where if you got a tackle animation that was gonna, like, spin them around and throw them forward, you would sometimes give them touchdowns and fucking first downs and weird shit like that, and it would be terrible. You'd just be like, oh my god, what, this is the worst thing that could have happened. And I want to say they fixed that so that the tackle occurs, or the line of scrimmage is laid down right at the tackle point regardless. So that, you know, just whatever tackle animation you got wouldn't randomly screw you over. It would never, you could never push them back. It would only benefit the offense. And then 2000, I don't know, I like, all the ex-Midway guys, when I talk to them about wanting to play them, they're all 2000 guys, because they, you know, were there and stuck with the franchise all that time. But, like, I got my 99 machine, and we got a Showtime machine in the office at the time that could play Blitz 2000, or Blitz Gold, or whatever it was, and... I don't like the plays they added in 2000. I just don't think they're fun. Like, it's just a lot of stunty weird shit. And I don't like audibles. They added audibles in 2000, so you can kind of change your play on the line. And I think that slows the game down a little bit. Like, none of it is specifically bad. It's just stuff that doesn't match up with the one that I played the most of, so... And that's not... You don't want that. No, Showtime's not bad. We fucking played a whole lot of Showtime. But... I never had... like, a lasting love for it, I guess. Like, I was advocating for... So this was before they came out with the sports station that had, a select game function that would let you play Blitz or Showtime just from the menu. But all those Showtime cabinets had Blitz on them. And there was just a dip switch you would flip on the board that would get it to boot Blitz instead of Showtime. So I was always trying to, like, flip it to Blitz and go, like, let's get back into this. But then, like, there were a lot of people that just liked Showtime around the office, so instead I just got pretty good at Showtime. And I never really had access to a hang time machine, really. You know, here and there I'd see it, but I was not going to arcades very much through then. So, like, I reviewed Hang Time for the N64. I like that game on its own, I think, is a fine successor to Jam. It's hard as a home game. It's expensive. Showtime is the Tony Hawk 4 to Maximum Hang Times 3. I could see that. Visually, I liked Showtime a lot. I think, you know, the graphics were good. It was, like, that stuff was pretty good. But yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. Like, I didn't play a lot of Maximum Hang Time in its day. Like, going back to it now and removed from the concept of, like, hey, this is, like, an $80 N64 game or whatever the fuck it was, 60, 80, you know, like, these things were pricey at the time. Now that I'm, like, all the way removed from that stuff in its era and all that, I would probably rather just play NBA Jam TE. If I'm just gonna, like, knock out one or two games with somebody and we're just, like, goofing around, I would probably just play Jam.
Another crazy ass nigga. When punks are smoke, yo, my rap gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this. But the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snap. And off on the records, we'll jack in a crack. So like burglary. The definition is jacket. But when I'm legally on, it's all packing. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I find a good piece of pussy and go and win it. So
about to be bummed out that they cut out Easy's verse in this mix, but then they played Raw in the same gang, so that's okay. Song and then go, oh wait, what are we doing? Oh shit. Talking about going to Target and trying to fucking steal stickers, huh? I'll tell you. As someone who drove to another Target last night, other than the one that is near me, to get that shit, that it is affixed to the bottle in such a way that you have to cut the... You have to cut it, basically. You have to cut the front off of a thing that's, like, covering the first layer. You have to cut the first layer of the sticker off to read the second layer. If you want that, if you're trying to get that Target specific shit anyway. But yeah, if you just want codes for XP or whatever, and not the skin stuff, then yeah, whatever. Then go to a 7-Eleven and take pictures of bags of chips. Or don't do that. That's shitty. But if you want them skins, you have to cut that sticker. I had to use a knife to be very careful. Like, you can't peel it. It's like... Are they printing it on the outside? No, it's, well, so it's the normal bottles, the marked bottles are under the cap. The bags of chips are on the back of the bag, but then there's a specific thing for Target where they have put stickers on the bags of chips and on the six packs of bottles. And so those are covered stickers that are, like, the code is printed in the middle, so you're like razor blading off the first layer of the sticker to get under it to read it. That would be a harder thing to do inside the store. And the Target camo is beautifully dumb, because it applies to everything. Titans, Titan weapons, and pilots. So you can just have this bright red look for everything, and it's real dumb. Life in the tunnel ain't so bad. Shielded from the happenings of the outside world. We're safe in here with exhaust fumes to keep us thinking that everything's going okay. Huh. trademark filing for Need for Speed Arena. That seems like a profoundly terrible name for a driving game.
I ain't got no worries. private home.
Begging me to stop, but she really want more of it. Said it's so cause addicted, but the dick's so addicted. What did you pray for? Or hey, yo.
Just because you got good hair, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I fuck with nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happened. I'll be forever mackin', rock on an assassin. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I ain't waiting. Don't get your ass in, and that's right.
Pickup truck trying to fucking drift into my lane. Yeah, Bob's game, right? It's like... But it's some puzzle game. It's like, I feel like this is like the third or fourth thing that has been called Bob's game, whether released or not. that dude was out there trying to foist upon people. Like, wasn't the original just like his, like, crazy love letter to Earthbound? Or am I forgetting what it even originally was? Right, yeah, and the guy, he was, like, adamant that Nintendo needed to publish it, but he was trying to do this in an era when self-publishing just didn't happen. Ironically, that guy would probably have a better time getting his fucking game made the way he wanted it today. Though I guess, like, he, like, tried to kickstart that, like, as crowdfunding happened, that guy tried every different thing. Had all these stories out about how he was living in a van and stuff, which I assume are true. I don't know. Yeah. At some point, I feel like I just kind of made the call. Like, that's, you know, that was a... I feel like that was a story when we were doing the Hotspot. I feel like that was a podcast thing that was coming up. I feel like at some point I had to kind of step in there, like, hey, like, this guy is just, like, clearly trying to get as much publicity as possible. Like, the more we talk about this thing, like, that isn't going to happen. It's just kind of crazy. Yeah, exactly. Then Undertale happened. Well, a lot of things happened before Undertale happened, but...
is it kind of like marks him as, like, you know, the Michael Jackson of now and popularity.
Yeah, and it's...
But it's only of now, like you're saying, you know?
It's whack. I mean, it's dope, you know what I mean? You know, so I'm not saying they hate on him, but damn, how music got...
Yeah, you just got to put it in perspective, you know? He's rocking this time period, yeah. But, you know, somebody else may have rocked a different time period the same way.
And then somebody might, you know, that's what a lot of people, you know, quit with a lot of whack shit, too. A lot of people, you know, I don't know. But... Hey,
Glassman.
Drake.
Good air. Well, sticking with Drake, there was a recent Drake sighting online, found a picture of him with Kanye, and a little tease that stated, "There goes the neighborhood." And then it was further teased as Scooter Braun, Kanye's manager, replied, "It begins." So there's a little tease of a Kanye and Drake collab.
I mean, like... maybe for a song. I don't know about a whole album.
All right. I made it to the office. That's great. I'm going to go inside and do a thing. I recommend you do the same. See ya.